This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1503. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 11th, LADX news from Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Panama, Peru. Transmitter trouble in Australia, Brazil, Greece, India, New Zealand. Australia not jammed, but VOA is by Ethiopia. English from Croatia, Sri Lanka, Syria, Ukraine. Polisario is back, Voice of Mesopotamia raided, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's a frequency we've not seen reported for quite a while as active, 15820 kilohertz from Argentina. The army there relays various big commercial stations from Buenos Aires, often but not always, during sports broadcasts. Presumably these are for forces in Antarctica or in other remote areas. Furthermore, this was on lower sideband, reported March 8th at 2106 UT by Mauro Giroletti in Italy in the PlayDX group. The schedules are quite variable and irregular, but it won't hurt to check that frequency occasionally, especially around the local evening hours. And there are a few others doing similar relays. This one is 15820. He did not get an idea of the station relayed, but one often heard is Radio Continental, and we used to see quite a few reports of Radio Rivadavia, although not lately. We've noticed that Radio Australia's Chinese service is not being jammed, unlike, for example, the BBC and the Voice of America. We heard it until 1430 UT on 9890 via the new Palau relay, which replaced Darwin for Radio Australia. Australia does not have any relay exchange deals with China either, which would indicate above normal relations. So it makes us wonder if Radio Australia treats news about China with kid gloves, since jamming really is a journalistic badge of honor for the victim. Keith Perrone in Taiwan replies, Radio Australia is never jammed because the focus of their programs in Chinese is only on Australia, the Pacific, and international. VOA and to some extent BBC Chinese programs are on the air for political reasons. If RA were to do the same, they would also be jammed. Noel Green in England and I have been noticing some Radio Australia frequencies missing since March 7th. Notably, on that date as well as the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, 9580, which used to provide very good reception in North America, although, of course, not intended for us, until 14 UT. We also could not hear them on 9590 and other 31-meter frequencies. After 14 UT, another good one also absent, 7240, although we could hear them weekly on 6080 and 5995. And around 0600 UT, the only frequencies I could hear were 15240 and 9660, the latter via Brandon, Queensland. Strangely enough, we were able to find nothing at all on the Radio Australia website explaining why several of their frequencies are absent. But Noel Green says Radio Australia has reportedly suffered damage to the Shepparton facilities after a severe hailstorm. And from Tasmania, further news from Robin Harwood. Shepparton was hit with a very severe gale on Sunday night. It caused severe damage and power outages, plus houses unroofed, etc. I suspect the nearby Radio Australia site was also hit. On March 8th only, Alan Pennington in the UK, Kai Bredal Jorgensen in Denmark, and I heard the Disco Palace unexpectedly and without advance publicity testing on ancient modulation, 15760. They were on the air between 1400 and 1745 UT. And there was an unscheduled DRM transmission right next to it, centered on 15745. We inquired of Andy Sennett at Radio Netherlands, and he and Jan-Peter Werkman confirmed that both of these were coming from Bonaire, but they were a one-day test only. Furthermore, we heard yet another unscheduled broadcast on 17840. This was carrying Portuguese and Spanish programming from Radio Netherlands itself. This apparently also came from Bonaire, just to put on the air with available audio in order to compare propagation on the different bands. As for the Disco Palace, we can't help but notice that it shares initials with the Transmitter Documentation Project, TDP, which brokers time on various transmitter sites and which has been a promoter of DRM. And it turns out that the Disco Palace is actually just another aspect of TDP, although it pretends to originate from Miami. On the latest Mare de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge reports the station on 3310, presumed to be Bolivia's Radio Mosochowski, until sign-off at 0212.5 UT, March 7th. It was playing some Andean flute music until sign-off. And it was also heard the next morning with similar programming at 1025 UT. In the Condish list, this station is also discussed. Victor Castaño in Uruguay says it's heard well enough there, a good opportunity to hear that country and verify it. Arnaldo Slyan in Argentina replies that it's regularly heard. It's on 3310, and the best times to hear it there are before 11 UT and after 2200, but no later than midnight. From Colombia, Rafael Rodriguez reports to Playdex, another Bolivian, Radio San Jose, on 5580.3, March 7th, until sign-off at 0120. They had rosary and praise music. In the Radio Escutas group, a discussion from Brazil about the stations in that country currently active on 90 meters. Ivan Evangelista in Marília says he thinks the only one is on 3365, Radio Cultura de Araraquara. However, March 4th at 1000 UT, Bob Wilkner in Florida reported to Cumbre DX hearing Radio Municipal São Gabriel da Cachoeira reactivated on 3375.34. In fact, he heard it between 0930 and 1030 on the 3rd and 4th of March. Transmitter problems at Brasilia in the Radio Escutas group. David Elias Nader reports Radio Senado 5990 and Radio Nacional da Amazonia on 6185 were putting out a buzz, and then others confirm that these frequencies are off the air. Rudolf Grimm says he's not hearing them, as well as Edison Bocorni and Samuel Casio. Luis Shiny Neto says that he can still hear Nacional da Amazonia on 11780, but no signal on 6185. We've been noticing its absence, too. That's very good news for those of us who would like to hear XCPPM in Mexico without all that Amazonian interference. As long as this is the case, education will only have opposition from the papacy on 6185. China Radio International learns that Galveston Radio is not Houston Radio. From KimAndrewElliott.com, Harvey Rice in the Houston Chronicle writes that CRI bought a pig and a poke when it leased a Galveston radio station in January. They mistakenly believed broadcast to the Houston market, according to a former CRI employee, Mark Shorey, a consultant at headquarters in Beijing who's now resigned, says it was the dumbest thing they could have ever done. CRI believes they are broadcasting in Houston and continue to announce this fact on the air and on the website. George Lee, whose Electric Theater Radio Hour was taken off the air to make room for CRI, said if a listener is driving from Galveston to Houston, the signal will usually fade out somewhere near Santa Fe, Texas. It's a small market station never intended from the day it was built to broadcast to Houston. Nevertheless, we've been able to de-exit in faraway Oklahoma around 0650 UT when conditions are favorable. This item does not get around to mentioning it. The station in question is KGBC on 1540. Dragan Lekic in Serbia tells us, as of March 1st, the Zadar Croatia medium-wave transmitter carrying Voice of Croatia external service on 1134 kHz, now operates only between 16 and 23 UT. It used to be on the air much longer hours, between 1400 all night to 0630. So there goes one of the biggest, most reliable transatlantic medium wave signals heard in the North American evenings, and it even included some English. But it opens up 1134 for lots of other DX, such as possibly Iran, Kenya, Kuwait, or Niger. However, we can still hear the English quarter hours from Croatia on 3985 and relayed via Germany on 7375 at 2315 and 0300. There is still a bit of shortwave activity from Ecuador besides HCJB on 6050. From Colombia, Rafael Rodriguez reports to PlayDX Radio Oriental in Tena, Ecuador, 4781.6, March 6 at 2220 to 2310. He says it's a reactivation. They gave a full ID and a time check at 2300, announcing 4780 and medium wave 1100. Voice of America reports that its broadcast in Amharic to Ethiopia is being jammed since February 22nd on all five frequencies, according to a VOA news item via Alokesh Gupta. They've done this before and also jammed Deutsche Welle in Amharic. The VOA frequencies in question at 18 to 19 UT are 9320, 9485, 9860, 11675, and 11905. As pointed out in the BDXC group. This jamming from Ethiopia is heavy noise, sounding a lot like DRM. They also jam many of the clandestine broadcasts into the country, such as EOTC Holy Synod Radio, which is Mondays only at 16 to 17 UT, as noted by Wolfgang Büschel and myself. The site for that on 15195 is Samara, Russia. However, the jamming isn't so bad here as it is in Germany. And we must wonder how effective it is within Ethiopia on the higher frequencies due to the skip distance factor, unless they may be getting help for the jamming from some other country. The problems in Greece leading to nationwide strikes are also affecting broadcasts from the Voice of Greece. John Babas, who monitors this situation, says the latest instance, announced that it would occur in advance, is starting Thursday, March 11th at 04 UT for 24 hours. The shortwave service, ERA5, will instead relay the second program of Greek radio for a straight 24 hours. We might not notice too much difference if we don't understand Greek, but the programming might be significantly changed. All India radio stations are sometimes unaccountably off frequency. In DX India, Joe's Jacob reports that the Gorakhpur outlet on 3945 was heard instead on 3928.6, March 4th at 1600 UT. However, the next evening, or rather morning in their case, it was back on frequency at 0150. I may have mentioned an intriguing NID reported from Brazil a few weeks ago on 13645 on a Friday and Saturday between 16 and 17 UT. Fabricio Silva provided a clip of that, and it was quickly identified by our friends in India, Joe's Jacob and Alokesh Gupta, as the Gujarati service of All India Radio, which is scheduled on that frequency but 1 hour earlier. So either there was a mistake in the time conversion, or it was actually on the air 1 hour later than it was supposed to be on those occasions. I could give you our latest observations of shortwave activity from Indonesia, but instead I'm going to refer you to a website which is very comprehensive and keeps you up to date on the latest changes. It's a bit complicated, but I am actually going to spell it out letter by letter. Here goes. www.max.hi-ho.ne.jp/a-ishida /INS, slant. Bookmark it, and you'll find it very useful. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1503. Your contributions always welcome by PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. Or like Craig Christ in Virginia, you may send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our website contains much more information than we can include in this program, worldofradio.org. Look for the link to DX Listening Digest. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, the Kurdish radio Denge Mesopotamia was off the air the morning of March 5th from 11:530. The reason? Belgian police raided sites in Brussels, Antwerp, and other cities as part of an international investigation into connections with a Kurdish separatist group, the PKK. Turkey applauded the arrests. This lengthy broadcast has been running via the Mykolaiv site in Ukraine on 11:530 until 1500 UT when it switches to 7:540. However, it was off the air only about 2 days, and we've been hearing it again with that wonderful Kurdish music after WIFR closes at 1345 until 1500. I wonder if they have resumed transmissions from a different studio location than Belgium. After missing a week, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and I found Radio Mada International back on the air March 6th and 7th at 1530 to 16 UT. It's Saturdays and Sundays only on new 15660. Back from vacation in Europe, Ron Howard again reports on his monitoring from Asilo Mar Beach in California of Myanmar, for example, as of March 8th. He was hearing Myanmar radio on 5915 between 1450 and 1505 in vernacular with a non-stop lecture. Seems to be their distance learning service. Also the same on March 9th. 5770 had the Myanmar Defense Forces broadcasting station at 1430 with the usual bugler and military marching band at their local top of the hour. 5985, also Myanmar radio at 1409, but covered with heavy jamming from North Korea, intended for Shokazi, which a few days earlier had moved to their alternate frequency, 5910. Another Myanmar frequency, 7185.75 variable, heard from 1451 to sign off at 1530. It is not a change from 5915, as he first thought, but according to Victor Gunatilica, it's just a move from 7200, where Ron had not been hearing them. And 7185 Plus is running two different audio feeds. The secondary, very weak one, is parallel with 5985. Here's another station with significant transmission problems, Radio New Zealand International. There's a notice from them. Due to the failure of a mains breaker at the transmission base, we are only able to operate one transmitter. We have to reduce the hours we broadcast in AM and in DRM. So they are alternating. They published a temporary schedule showing the time which they are still using for DRM, presumably when they are most needed for relays by Pacific affiliates. Thanks to Alakesh Gupta for passing on that info. It's also mentioned toward the end of the latest mailbox on RNZI by Adrian Sainsbury, who says he doesn't know how long it will take to fix the problem, but maybe 2 weeks, as the replacement part is not readily available. On the other hand, they've also published an expected schedule to resume as of March 15th with both transmitters. Harold Froge on the Michigan D Expedition reports hearing the Panama Connection Pleasure Craft Net on 6209 Upper Sideband, March 7th, opening at 2336 UT past midnight. However, there was interference from the Europirate Border Hunter radio on 6210, so the Panama Connection QS wide to 6212. that was still too close to the interference. Besides frequent logs, mostly in the daytime, of that third harmonic of Radio Victoria Peru on 18057.9, I'm also pleased as a Peruvian to have heard one of those mid-5 megahertz way out-of-band stations, with which I have not had much luck as a rule, the one on 5485.7, March 7th at midnight 24 UT, until 0100. However, it's extremely weak, and I cannot really get an ID myself. But, once again, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was monitoring an hour later. Radio Frecuencia Popular it is in Olmos, Peru. He put it on 5485.6 until sign-off at 0156. They announced their shortwave broadcast is only between 2300 and 0200. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey says it's difficult to find Voice of Russia on shortwave at some hours, but I've run across a channel audible in our late afternoons, 7330 at 21 to 22 UT, including news and views at 2110, March 9th. Of course, at that hour, it's really intended for Europe, beamed westward. In the Nashville flash sheet, Mick Dalmage in Alberta reports, very good reception of Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, SLBC, on 15745, March 7th at 0100, opening with an ID in English and a religious message, and then a Sunday morning show with old pop music and chat. Harold Froge in Michigan says, I don't recall ever hearing them this well. Wow. Damascus Radio Syria on 12085, March 4th, during the English hour, before and after 21:30. There was some hum, but he gives it a 444 rating, so I guess the modulation was adequate for a change and parallel to 9330. Alan Rowe in the UK reports good reception Sunday 7 March of the Voice of Tatarstan on 11915 via Samara, Russia, signing on with interval signal and ID promptly at 0910. The transmitter was on already, he says, when I came across the carrier at 0850. The first part of the program sounded religious or spiritual in slightly hushed tones over Tatar music. Later another Tatar song and more talk sounding like a story. Although he heard it on Sunday, on the Alki list shows it as a daily transmission. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been hearing Firedrake on some new frequencies believed to be aimed against Voice of Tibet. March 10th at 1348 on 15430, when the UAE is the site for VOT, and new 15570, probably via Tajikistan. There was also jamming against 17550 via Madagascar. The schedule and the frequencies of Voice of Tibet are quite variable. It's good to hear from Alexander Yegorov, who used to do the DX program on Radio Ukraine International, whole world on the radio dial. He's now retired, but keeping up with developments at RUI. And he says that since February 22nd, due to financial constraints, Ukrainian radio was forced to reduce some of its transmissions, canceling the UR1 domestic service on 5970. One of the two English hours, via the big transmitter on 7440 to North America, has been canceled, the one at 0400. But it's still on the air at 0100 in English and in Ukrainian at other hours between midnight and 0400. I hear that the extra morning broadcast in Creole to Haiti from La Voix de l'Amérique at 1230 to 1330 UT on 9505 via Greenville and 6135 via Bonaire will be terminated in mid-March. Possibly that could also mean some reduction in the secret extra transmissions in Creole on shortwave from VOA. As silly and unnecessary as it may be, daylight shifting time begins already March 14th in most of the USA, Canada, and Cuba, which requires our shortwave scheduling via shortwave stations in the U.S. to shift one UT hour earlier. If you think in terms of UT, which you should as an international shortwave listener, whether you have local time changes or not, you will have to tune in an hour earlier than you have and in some cases on different frequencies, to continue hearing World Radio. We had good results on the first week of our new broadcast via WWRB, UT Friday at 0430 on 3185. That shifts to 0330 on 3185, and Dave France says he may also play World of Radio at some unscheduled times when there is a half hour available on that or other WWRB frequencies. But here are our expected times on our other affiliates in the U.S. On WBCQ, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1900 UT on 7415. And sometimes they leave the other transmitter on 9330 on the air a few minutes after the hour, or maybe even for the full half hour if we're lucky. The four broadcasts on WWCR are expected to be Fridays at 2030 UT on 15825, Saturdays at 1630 on 12160, UT Sundays at 0230 on 5070, if we interpret their schedule plans correctly. If not, we might be on the other 60-meter frequency, which they've been changing to at 0300-4840. And the final broadcast, Sunday at 0630 on 3215. There are a number of airings on WRMI 9955. However, their schedule is constantly being revised, and we don't have the latest info, so I'm only going to mention some of them, which I hope will be the ones which remain correct. Wednesday at 15:30, UT Friday at midnight 30, Saturday at 0800, and 13:30, Saturday at 1900, Sunday at 0800, 15:15, and 1715 and 1900, Tuesday at 1530 and Wednesday at 0130. And our broadcasts via IRRS in Europe will not time shift until April. After an absence of several weeks, the Polisario clandestine from Algeria to Western Sahara on 6297.1 was again being heard March 9th, reported by Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts as early as 2040 UT, and on the air until midnight UT, the last hour in Spanish, also heard by Scott McLean. I was looking for their sign-on at 0700 the following morning. The transmitter appeared to be on, but it was just noise for a few minutes. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 9th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux steady at 78 until March 23rd, dropping to 75 through April 5th. Remember to read DX Listening Digest online for much more info, accessible via worldofradio.org. This has been the 1503rd edition. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening and inviting you to hear me again next week.